Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sales with Kales podcast, the podcast where I teach you actionable and easy to implement sales tactics and techniques so you can walk away from each episode with a new insight that you can apply straight away to your sales process and sell more confidently. Let's get right into it. This is Sales with Kales. Welcome back, everybody. Today is episode number 18, and today we're talking about price timing. So the appropriate time in which you should divulge your pricing options to your prospects. And a lot of salespeople actually prematurely talk about their package and pricing and ask for the sale much too soon. And this is why a lot of your prospects have to think about it or have objections. And we're going to get into that. So when discussing pricing, again, it's very easy to talk about it prematurely. For example, and we're going to do a few examples, but you get a phone call from a random person and they're asking you, listen, tell me what your price is. I'm interested in doing business. Now, you don't want to evade the question because I know a lot of people tell you, and you might have heard before, don't say your prices until they understand the value. Now, it is important, but you also want to take that with a grain of salt, because if you don't divulge your pricing when they ask, you'll come off as a scammy, scummy salesperson. So you always want to be transparent, but in the most assertive way possible, as you're leading the conversations, because they're calling you, asking you about pricing, for example. So what you want to do is, most likely you have several pricing options, and this is just for this example. But let's say you get a call from someone asking them what your pricing is. They're just looking for pricing and they're interested. If you truly feel that they're ready to sign an order right there and they're ready to start an agreement with you and just pay, there's no sense in going further. Give them your pricing and you know, get the deal done, because you don't want to come off as just, you know, socially ignorant when they're saying, listen, I want to do business, but you're just postponing it because you want to find more about them. No, do business with them. But most people are calling you and asking about pricing or asking about your business, think that they're interested far too soon. And when they hear the price and they don't know the value yet, that foundation of value, what often tends to happen is that they're discouraged now by the price, and it's always a lot more than they've expected. Now, you've probably heard in your sales, oh, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. That's a little expensive. Or they'll tell you that they're interested in doing business with you, but then you tell them the pricing, I'm going to have to think about it. That's more than I planned on spending. It's a little too expensive for me. Now, this often happens, and if you hear this a lot, it's probably because you've told your prospects pricing too soon. You've discussed pricing before there's a foundation of value that has been built. And again, what's concerning here, and how it's easy to fall into this trap, is because your prospects will often send you signals, or even tell you for that matter, that they want to know pricing, and it might come across as they're interested and ready to do business with you, when in reality they don't have a lot of value from you and they're just so curious about pricing. So it's easy to get stuck on the specifics, but this, if you get stuck on the pricing specifics too soon, it's gonna harm your sales, and your prospects will often have objections. If you don't know enough about your prospect and they're just saying, listen, I'm interested in doing this, what's your pricing? That is not enough of a foundation for them to really captivate them into wanting to take action, because once they hear the pricing, they are probably going to want to think about it if they don't have enough reason to justify doing business with you today. And price is not enough to justify, for the most part. There are people, again, who are going to hear your price and be like, okay, I'm ready, let's do it. But those people, if you're doing this on a general basis, you're going to lose more sales than you're gaining the one or the two odd sales. So for the most part, you're going to want to build a foundation of value before talking about price, even when your prospects ask for pricing. But at the same time, you don't want to be evasive when it comes to pricing. So when, let's say, you get a phone call or you're in a consultation and your prospect asks, what's your pricing, before they truly understand the value, of what you have to offer. Be transparent. Listen, I'm glad you asked. Pricing's important. I'm going to say, and then you go and you tell them the range of your pricing. You do this in a strategic way. So how you do it is, let's say you have packages that range from $3,000 to $6,000. Of the first mistake is discussing your pricing in an upward slope. So don't start with my pricing is $3,000 and $6,000. Just give them a range going from your highest pricing plan down to your lowest. So this is what you should only be saying. Great question. I'm glad you asked. We have a range. Our prices range all the way from $6,000 down to $2,000 a month and in anywhere in between. Now, in order for me to properly recommend one of our packages, let me ask you a question. What exactly are you looking for in terms of involvement here? Or you can ask any question that diverts the conversation away from just talking about price. You want to now build the value on it. You want to show them that you're not just trying to just hustle them into the deal and push them into the deal. You want to build the value. So you should be the one to pull back from that pricing conversation before they give you an objection. So you don't want to say, here's our prices. It's $3,000 or $6,000. Which one works for you? That's not good if they don't understand the value. They're just going to tell you they have to think about it. So when your prospect tells you, what's your pricing? Again, transparency. Do not say my pricing is $3,000 and $6,000. Always start high to low. And the reason you start high to low, give them the range. You want to be transparent, but you don't want to be too specific, because if you get into the specifics, you're again stuck on pricing and you're taking your time away and you're focused on the value, which is where it should be. So you want to be going high to low, because this is called anchoring. And when we anchor something, we set a reference point. If you tell your prospects a very high number that's maybe unattainable or unrealistic, whatever you tell them after is going to be perceived as much more realistic and, let's say, much more affordable. So if I were to tell you, look, this is going to cost you $1 million for this car, and then I told you, but this car is a little bit different. The quality is not as great as the $1 million car, but this car is only $400,000. What goes on in your mind is that, wow, I was anchored, and you're not thinking about the anchoring, but listen, he told me $1 million, $400,000 seems much more affordable, because your mind is automatically comparing it to that $1 million that you were just told. And that comparison makes whatever you're told after, that initial reference point of $1 million, makes everything you're told after appear as much cheaper. Whereas if you're just told, listen, this car costs $400,000, and then you go up from there. If you do that, $400,000, you're going to think, wow, that's a lot of money. But if you're told, well, it is a lot of money regardless, but if you're told the million mark first, $400,000 by subconscious comparison just seems cheaper. So this is why we do that. But your prospects might ask you prematurely and say, listen, I like it. Tell me about your pricing. And if you tell them about your pricing and you don't fully understand what's going to be of benefit to them, how it looks to them, what doing business with you is going to change certain aspects of their lives, then they don't understand it either. Do not expect, because your prospects ask you what your pricing is, that they fully understand your value of your business, because they surely don't. They have a conceptualized idea of what it's like, but that's their own subjective opinion on it. And believe me, in most cases, it's far off from the truth and what it really is. So if someone asks you your pricing, they call you, or you're in a prospect meeting, you fully don't understand the value, you want to be transparent. Again, transparency is key here. So we have a range of prices that range all the way up from $6,000 down to $3,000 and anywhere in between. But let me ask you a question. What's the type of involvement that's going to really benefit you here, in your opinion? Now, you mentioned you were looking for twice a week. Why is it that you feel twice a week involvement is going to be enough here for you? And again, don't get stuck on one specific question. have a bunch of rotating questions, just a general idea of what you can ask, because it's dynamic and it's always changing. And you're always going to ask your prospect a different question, and it's contextual. But what's important of it, the important takeaway here is that when they ask pricing and you don't understand the value enough, and they don't understand the value enough, what you're going to do is you want to ask a question that diverts going into the specifics of pricing, because this is going to, in most cases, lead to your prospects objecting and telling you they have to think about it or it's too expensive. So be careful about talking pricing too early in the sales conversations. When you should be discussing pricing is when your prospect is excited about making a change and they see and they understand how they're going to get from point A, which is where they are now and their struggles and what their and their challenges they're trying to solve, to point B, which is a happy place in their life where they're starting to see that financial, physical, or whatever type of return they're getting, and you are a contingency. So, and you are what's going to get them there. You're that glue that puts that process together, and you take them from A to B. Only when they see and verbalize that, that the value of doing that and how this is going to work for them, then can you talk about pricing. And again, prospects will ask you pricing before they really understand your value. It's very common. People just want to browse around, search around, and then they want to kind of make up along the way and who's going to be the best. And it's very easy to fall into that trap. Hey, give me a quick pricing quote. What do you have? Be transparent, but don't jump into the conversation by just talking about the specifics on pricing. It's a waste of your time for the most part. And when they go, okay, great, I'll call you back, they're never going to call you back. Let's be honest. You've just told them your price and that's it. You've built no value. So don't talk pricing too soon. Shift your conversation away from pricing when you're speaking on it too quickly and pull it more towards their unique situation so you can really understand if the pricing structure in your pricing for your services is truly worth their while and it's going to be a worthy investment to them based on the return that they're going to get from doing business with you. And the ways to find that out is you have to understand what they're going through, their situation, and how it's really going to be of benefit to them. Because some people, it won't benefit them, and they're not the right people you should be doing business with. So hopefully there's some good value there. Don't talk pricing too soon. Today, that was episode number 18. This has been Sales with Kales. Take care.